It's time for the Dirt Doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Very interesting weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, wherever you are. Give us a report on what's going on. We're cold here in the Dallas area. It's currently 48 degrees, and it's really interesting. Maybe it just jumped up a little bit. High day is going to be about 55 degrees, and then by Tuesday it's going to be back to 81 degrees. So that's going to affect gardening a little bit. One of the things that I wanted to talk about with you today was some fall gardening things, what's going on in my garden. And what should be going on in my garden and what should be going on in yours as well. And we can talk about that. I want to cover some environmental issues, some news that's there, some awards that some of our sponsors have gotten lately. That's no surprise, kind of a consistent thing, especially with one. And we'll talk about anything you'd like to discuss. Telephone number, just one that you need to know and use, and I'll take calls straight away. We'll work calls in as I go through the things I need to do. Telephone number is 1-866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T in this case, 1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by one of our sponsors that has won an award recently. But it, like I said, it's a pretty consistent pattern. It's the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. They have won the Better Nutrition Magazine's Best of Supplements Award for the fifth consecutive year. The probiotics product, it's in a green container for those of you that are members and have your computer on webcam is working. This is one of their other products that I take on a regular basis. In addition to the probiotics, it's essential living oils. This is an alternative to fish oils. The natural oil is a very important part of a diet and a health program. And some people, my wife is in this category, doesn't like the taste of fish, doesn't like that aftertaste of fish supplements. This product is even good for vegans, it says, if that's important to you. But this is an oil that's very high quality and doesn't have that fish taste, so you might try that. But anyway, congratulations to Dr. O'Hara and the gang, Essential Formulas people that we work with. It's well-deserved. The probiotics product that you take a little bit differently. Judy and I both take it once a day. You take it about an hour away from eating. Most supplements, most vitamins, the recommendation is to take them at meal times. I guess it helps having stomach problems and things like that. But the probiotics you want to do an hour before, probably preferable, or an hour and a half or so after eating. And one a day not only increases your health, but we've seen and ourselves and we've had reported from several other people weight loss, a very nice side benefit to the O'Hara probiotics. We'll talk about our SPCA help that we try to do in the second hour. We try to help all of the rescue organizations around the country, especially for us, the ones here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but wherever you are, it's something that we appreciate you helping with. My tea this morning is a new one, a little bit different. Not different as the base. It's yerba mate and that we learned about during our travels in Argentina. The people drink it there nonstop every day pretty much, but I like it. It's a good base. It's a Yopan Holly foliage base. Has a little caffeine, a little bit of kick to it. But what I put in it this morning was cocoa nibs. I put cocoa nibs in my coffee in the morning, and just pure cocoa nibs. They have a very nice flavor in coffee, and it's good in this tea as well, and then honey. So that's all it is. Very simple formula for the tea. Yerba mate, cocoa nibs, and honey. Yesterday, made our second visit to the great state fair of Texas. First day we went out there, it was raining. Last Saturday, we went out yesterday. It was supposed to rain all day yesterday, but it was just cold. It was felt colder than temperature said it was in the mid-50s yesterday. But those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or in Texas or anywhere near enough to come, I recommend coming to the fair. It's one of a kind. It's the biggest, fanciest one in the country that I know of. Many interesting things. They always have their specialty fried food. This year, the winner was fried jambalaya. Fried jambalaya sounds pretty weird, doesn't it? It was good. It's like a great big fried ball, and the inside's the rice and the jambalaya ingredients, shrimp and crawfish and all the good things. It's good. I wouldn't eat a lot of it, but it's worth trying. And it was the first place winner this year. The two things that we always do, and there was one new thing that I recommend those of you that haven't gone yet. The things you need to do every year, and I always do it more than once, the bird show, the free flight bird show that is down near the Texas Discovery Gardens, and that you need to do that as well, the Butterfly Gardens. They've got some new things there, too, snake exhibit and some insects and some interesting things above and beyond what they normally do. But the free flight bird show has raptors, things like hawks, it has eagles, it has this gorgeous eagle owl that is one of the most interesting birds you'll see there, and a lot of other things. It was a little bit subdued because of the weather. The birds were, you could tell, a little confused about the weather being so cold, and they were having a little more difficulty with them than normal, but it was still great. So I recommend that. If you go, the other show that I recommend very highly is the Marine Corps Drum and Bugle Corps. And it's great. They put on a wonderful show. It's the major that's in charge. Pretty interesting host, and always really good. It's at 4 o'clock every day, and then the Drum and Bugle Corps lead the parade that they have, which is good as well. The new event at the fair is called. Well, what the heck is it called? Something Lanterns. I'll think of it in a minute. You can't miss it. It's great big. It's around the lagoon, and it's just the wildest, greatest colors. I got some shots. I haven't had time to get them on the website. We'll try to get shots of the Marine Corps band, of Drum and Bugle Corps, and that on the website for you so you can see some of this. We'll try to get that up for you in the next day or so. And if you don't get a chance to get out there, it'll give you an idea. Got some one thing I would recommend about it, the what the heck is the name of it? The Oriental, well, I'll come up with it in a minute. I'll look it up on their website, the State Fair's website. But when you go, you need to go two times. You need to go probably, or at least at night. I'd recommend going at night if you're going to choose between the two, because the light show part of it is apparently spectacular. But it's beautiful during the day, which is when we went. So check all that out, and I'll even try to come up with the exact name of it for you here in a little bit. We're getting a lot of email questions about some unusual insects from across the country, and we'll talk about that a wee bit, and some of the things that you might run into here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in Texas as well. One of the news items that relates to pest control is something that's not a surprise to us at all, but I wanted to point it out to you. It comes from a publication we get called Ag Professional. And its title is New Study Claims GM Crops Increasing Pesticide Use. The interesting thing about this is, of course, we don't recommend genetically modified food crops. We are very much in favor of a law being passed to make it where you have to put on the label of the food whether the food is genetically modified or not. That doesn't exist right now. There's a referendum coming up out in California, maybe the second one related to this, and hopefully it will pass, and then other states will do the same thing. But here's one of the good news reports about it that may help to at least slow it down out there. There, well, I need to take a break, and then I'll tell you about it when we come back. This new study that showed that during the first 6 years, I'll give you a little tease, of commercial use of these genetically modified things, pesticide use went down, but that's changed, and I'll talk to you about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend you try for your dogs. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Main thing to them is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major points are the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the Munster dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, but all Munster natural foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Let's talk about water. My favorite water is a water I recommend you try also. It's called Crazy Water, and the reason is it's not processed by reverse osmosis like many water companies are. It has naturally occurring minerals, and it's good for you and tastes great. The main thing I want to tell you about today is an event that's coming up. On October 12th and 13th, it's the Crazy Water Festival, celebrating 131 years. Friday, October the 12th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., enjoy live music by Ruby Jane and Hartley Corsi. Saturday, October the 13th, festivities begin at 8 a.m. with the Crazy 5K Run and continues all day with crazy activities like street art, children's area, car show, and craft and food vendors. Taste Roar Brewery's Crazy Water beer exclusively at the Crazy Water Fest. Live music all day. Lots of good stuff. Visit drinkcrazywater.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And just finishing up, that telephone number, by the way, if you want to jump on here, is 866-444-3478. Finishing up on this new study about genetically modified crops. It says that this research showed that over the first 6 years of commercial use, 1996 to 2001, the BT crops and other related things reduced pesticide use by 31 million pounds, or about 2%. Let's see, BT crops have reduced insecticide use by 10 million to 12 million pounds over the past decade from 1996 to 2011. BT crops have reduced insecticide use on three crops by 123 million pounds or 28%. But what's happening now is that the use is going up because it's going back the other way, and it's because the insects and some of the plants are becoming immune to the herbicides and the products that we were using before. So not only is the use of the pesticides going back up, and it's going to end up being worse than it was to begin with, this indicates, but they're having to revert back. Says the last thing it says here, one of the concerns resulting from this discovery of the data is that the farmers are increasingly returning to older chemistries that are considered higher risk. So, you know, that's kind of a bottom line good news. It's showing that this stuff shouldn't have been done. Both super insects are being produced, and also weeds, where we're having to go back in now and use stronger chemicals and more of them than we did in the beginning. And this kind of relates to one of the things we ran into while we were working, and we're still working on this mosquito issue. Everybody that was in favor of this aerial spraying kept referring to Sacramento, California, as being the model for this airplane spraying and chemical attack program to work. And it was talked about over and over and over again. And one of the last times I spoke to a group, I think it was the commissioner's court, the time I spoke to them about not being in favor of the spraying and what we were going to do as far as a long-term plan that would really control the mosquitoes, I got handed some information at the beginning of the meeting that stated that Sacramento has now had to admit that the synthetic pyrethroids that they were spraying from airplanes was no longer working. And as a result of that, they were going back to stronger chemicals, in this case specifically organophosphates, which means malathion and other related chemistry. So that's what tends to happen with the chemical approach, is that it doesn't work. It appears to work short-term, but long-term it doesn't work, and it brings up all these problems that lead to more toxic chemistry and more expense, and bottom line, not controlling the product. So we'll continue to try to come up with something that actually works well. We had somebody on the line that wanted to talk about some stuff that I was sent to not too long ago. It was a soap product. It's the fruit of China berries, basically what it is. And if you get a chance, call back and we can talk about that. Some of the mail that's coming in from around the country, and I'll relate this back to some of the things going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Someone from Bonnie in Florida, Bradenton, Florida, said that they have a problem with Sri Lankan weevil, and it's on the blueberry bushes, basil, and holly bushes. What do we do to control these pests? One of the tough pests that we've run into here in Texas, and a little bit in Texas and also in Kansas, is this stink bug, this brown stink bug that's an imported stink bug. And most of the essential oils that we've tried, and orange oils and things that we normally control pests with, are not working on this particular stink bug, and that's probably the case with this weevil. So probably what I would suggest, and will suggest directly to them to try here, is to use the Garrett Juice Plus as the base of the spray. And Garrett Juice Plus means compost tea, vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and fish, hydrolyzed fish. It's a whole liquid fish, not fish emulsion. We don't recommend that anymore, but the clean fish as the base of the spray, and then put neem in that. And we've got a couple of neem products that we've discovered that work very well. Some of them don't. Some of the neem products on the market, in fact, quite a few, this is one of the things we discovered working with the products in more detail than we had in the past. Some of the neem products on the market that are liquids, number one, they don't have very strong or very high quantities of active ingredient in the products to start with. And then the second thing, a lot of the liquid neem products that are on the market don't have any shelf life. Once they've been there a pretty short period of time, the efficacy really drops off. And what that means is you get a little bit maybe of repellency from the product, and that's about it. The two products that we recommend, one, they're both, I think, on naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Now you can see what they look like. One is a dry product and one's a liquid product, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them as we go, and we'll talk about a few other insect issues too. 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Gasoline prices in California are seeing another peak today, a day after passing a four-year high. According to AAA, the average price per gallon rose 4 cents since yesterday to $4.65 and a half. A temporary reduction in supply is giving California the most expensive gas in the nation. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the U.S. is working diplomatic channels this weekend to relay its concern about the continuing artillery exchanges between Syria and Turkey along the border. Washington is warning Americans in Pakistan's capital of a terrorism threat. The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad cited a general threat alert from Pakistan's Ministry of the Interior. The first official commercial cargo mission to the International Space Station is scheduled for tonight, weather permitting. California-based SpaceX will attempt to send a Dragon capsule to the orbiting lab and its three-member crew. More details at SRNNews.com.
Becoming or staying debt-free is important to you. You're not alone. 10 years ago, I was worried sick, overwhelmed with debt, and so tired of not having enough at the end of the month to make ends meet. I was working a full-time job, but getting deeper in debt every month, and I hated being away from my children. I finally said, that's enough, and I made a decision to do whatever it took to get free from the terrible debt that was causing me so much stress. I'm Gina Neef, and I want to invite you to find the same financial freedom that I found. Not only did I pay my way out of debt, I was also able to leave my corporate job and work from home and be completely available to my family. For years now, I've worked part-time hours, making more than a full-time job would ever pay. I remember the pain of being in over my head, and I'll never forget the joy of becoming debt-free. That's why I show others how to do the same. If you're ready to work from home and find financial freedom, then I'm eager to show you how. Go to findingfreedomnow.com. Discover how you can get free from debt. Go to findingfreedomnow.com.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Terry Francona, who led Boston to two World Series titles, has been named the new manager of the Cleveland Indians. Francona said there's a family feeling with the Indians. His father, Tito, played for Cleveland from 1959 to 1964. The Indians chose Francona over Sandy Alomar Jr., who served as the club's interim manager for the final six games after Matty Acta was fired on September 27th. The divisional round of the playoffs started Saturday. In Detroit, Justin Verlander worked seven strong innings to beat Oakland 3-1. Verlander struck out 11 and allowed only three hits in seven frames. He blanked Oakland after Coco Crisp led off the game with a homer.
Early on, didn't have great control with really any of my pitches, but obviously somewhat of a mistake to Coco to lead off the game, and was able to get some key outs after that.
Oakland's Jared Parker allowed two earned runs in six and a third innings and took the loss. Game two is today, with Doug Fister taking the mound for Detroit and left-hander Tommy Malone for Oakland. Then the series shifts to the West Coast for the final three games in Oakland. This is SRN Sports. Brandon Phillips' two-run homer in the third inning helped Cincinnati beat San Francisco 5-2 in Game 1 of the NLDS.
They know I'm the guy that get things going, so they knew I was going to have a good game today. I really don't know. They said something about me being on TV. I'm going to go out there and shine.
Phillips had three hits and three RBIs. Game 2 is in San Francisco this evening. In divisional round openers today, it's Washington at St. Louis, the New York Yankees at Baltimore. Casey Kane has the pole at Talladega Super Speedway today for the fourth race in the Chase for the Championship. Saints quarterback Drew Brees says he's excited that two suspended coaches, including Sean Payton and the team's suspended general manager, have been given permission to be on hand as he tries to break the NFL record by throwing a touchdown pass at a 48 straight game tonight at home against San Diego.
None of those guys are going to be in the locker room. It's not like we're getting a pregame speech from any. I mean, listen, we know what we need to do.
Coaches Sean Payton and Joe Vitt and suspended GM Mickey Loomis will be on hand in the Superdome. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. A couple of things. The name of that attraction that's pretty spectacular at the State Fair of Texas is called the Chinese Lantern Festival. And it cost a little bit extra to get in there, $5 or something. It's not a whole lot, I don't think, but I recommend it highly. And then the bird show is called Birds of the World. There are a lot of other things. There's Chinese acrobats. There's all kinds of great shows and music and all kinds of things. But those just happen to be some of our favorites. That product that somebody called about is Soap Nuts. If anybody wants to talk about that, I don't have a lot of experience. I don't have any experience with it. I'm trying to learn about it a little bit. But if anybody's got any information, they can call about that. back to the insect conversation. And by the way, the telephone number is 866-444-3478. The neem product that you can see specifically on Natural Organic Warehouse, the liquid one is not there yet. We're still looking at it, I guess. But the dry product is better than anything we've run into at this point anyway. It's called Azasol, A-Z-A, capital S-O-L, Azasol. And it is it's very powerful. It's probably more expensive than you're used to seeing neem cost out there. And one of the reasons is what I told you. There's not very much active ingredient in the common neem products, and they don't last very long. This thing has perfect shelf life. It's in a dry form. You mix up whatever you want, and it will control things as well as anything we've seen. And I would, like I say, still use it. You can use it by itself, but if you use it with the base of Garrett Juice Plus, you're going to get foliar feeding benefits, and you're also going to it's going to buffer the product, make it last longer, and I think that's certainly worth using. The other thing on the tough-to-control insects, like the stink bugs and this weevil that has popped up in Florida and some of the other things that are a little bit unusual that happen because of the weather or because of spraying a bunch of chemicals and knocking out the beneficial insects or whatever, is it sometimes the going back to the most basic techniques that we talk about will work. And I was just thinking about this during the break. One of the things that I would first try, and I don't think a lot of people think about this when they're dealing with a really tough-to-control insect, but you might want to try some of the basic things that we have used from day one, like some of the soaps, the repellents. The soap that I use myself quite a bit is called BioWash, and it's a cleaning product, but it has this pretty incredible ability to help control insects and diseases, and some of the unusual ones it might give you some at least indirect help with. The other one that I'd be real interested to see how would work would be garlic pepper tea. Garlic is a wonderful repellent. We find that it helps sometimes with greenhouse pests that are really tough to control, like leaf miners. Some of the greenhouse operators that I've talked about around the state and around the country who have had leaf miners get into their stock have really had some problems getting rid of the beast. And what's worked as well or better for them than anything is garlic oil sprays. So garlic oil by itself or garlic pepper tea. Garlic pepper tea is one of the first pest control products that I ever recommended. And sometimes with really tough pests, going back to some of those original things might be just the ticket. So of those of you that are having things a little bit out of the ordinary, you might give that a shot. Let's see what else in that regard. It's time to plant some fall vegetables and herbs. I just bought some things myself yesterday. I'm running a little bit behind on my planting, and you need to kind of ease on out to the garden centers and get some things and get ready to go. Seed and or transplants. I'm planting arugula and cilantro or coriander, same thing, right away. And planting more greens and more things like that. It's a good time to plant a lot of the seed. Carrots, wonderful time for that. Broccoli, cabbage, and kale, a lot of those kind of things. We're still in the winter for that for most of you in the south. Those of you in the north, maybe a little too late, but plan for it early spring or next year again. But it's also the perfect time for most of you to get ready to plant garlic. The ideal time for garlic is around November the 15th, and whether you like garlic or you don't, I recommend planting it. It's a good tool for making that garlic pepper tea that I was talking about at the very least. But also, it's a good-looking perennial, and you can do a lot of things with it as far as helping to repel things. I was talking to some people the other day about diseases in turf, and one of the things that is being used more and more, and we've been talking about it for a few years, but I don't think it's really caught on commercially that much yet, is to use garlic as a disease control. Whether you're talking about fungal diseases like take-all patch and brown patch and things like that, or something even more difficult to control, a lot of times the garlic, ground-up dry garlic, or the garlic pepper tea will help you even more than the cornmeal products. And the cornmeal, even though we still recommend it, whole ground cornmeal especially, as a disease control and a real mild fertilizer, it has that GMO issue. It's very difficult, if not impossible, to buy corn meal that is not genetically modified, because the gene has escaped and crossed out there, and it's even a possibility in organically grown corn. Now, that's what I would recommend and recommend highly that you get, is the organically grown stuff that gives you your best chance of avoiding that issue. But it's not foolproof even there. So we tend to go to other things. Garlic has not been genetically modified that much yet. That doesn't mean it won't be. But right now, it should be planted. Get ready to plant if you're not planting it already, if you're a little bit farther north, by getting as good a quality bulbs as you can get and separating those bulbs into cloves and planting the cloves 6 or 8 inches apart. Pointy end up is ideal, but I normally just throw the cloves in sideways after treating, usually with the Garrett juice and one of the mycorrhizal fungus products, and putting the cloves underground about double the length of the clove. And the clove is going to vary from about a half inch to an inch and a half, I guess, on the really big kind of garlic. If you have saved the little bulblets in the past, the little golden round, half round things that attach to the bottom of the bulbs, you can grow garlic from those. Those will grow into solid bulbs. They won't produce cloves, at least normally, the first year. There's going to be a solid bulb that will be produced, which is edible and has the same flavor and same use as the regular garlic that farms cloves. But then that same plant will grow into bulbs the next year that has the cloves. So you can go either way you want to go there. There's also seed produced on some of the plants. It's not real common. Sometimes you get the black seed that are not viable. Sometimes you don't get any seed at all, and sometimes you get seed that are viable. So if you plant from seed, you're going to get small garlic produced that way too. So there's three different ways to grow the bulbs, the garlic bulbs. But the most common way is to get yourself, if you can, some organically grown bulbs, separate the bulbs into cloves, plant the cloves now through the middle of October. You will have green foliage before the weather really gets terribly cold. And for most people, you don't even worry about it. You leave it, you let it grow, and if it gets burned a little bit, it'll start to grow again and be fine. Those of you in really cold climates can cover the green foliage with a really loose mulch, like an alfalfa hay or something like that, if you want to protect it. Some people in really cold climates grow the garlic in cold frames, and some people there also will wait till the early spring to plant. But for everybody in the South and most of the people with relatively decent weather, plant in the fall and then harvest in the early summer. Okay, and I would, like I recommend with most seed, I would treat the seed by either spraying or soaking in a dish for a short period of time, kind of a mild solution. You don't even need to go quite as strong as what you would spray. If you use the spray mixture, that's fine. I made the mistake early on experimenting with things and using really strong mixtures of humates that had real high levels of humic acid and the Garrett juice at full strength before it was diluted. And one, that wastes money, and two, it doesn't work as well. Doesn't give you any increase, and it might even limit the germination and the way things get going. So as with a lot of the organic things that we recommend, less is better. Don't over-mix things. Use the recommended mixes that we have on dirtdoctor.com. And by the way, you can find all those under guides on the homepage. The formulas for Garrett juice, the formula for tree trunk goop, the formula for the vanilla mosquito repellent, and various other things there, along with the organic rose program, the organic fruit and pecan tree program, and the other things that we recommend. Let's see what else I need to catch up on and tell you about. The products, a lot of the products that we talk about here are available at the retail stores. That's our main mission, is to get the retail people, hardware stores, garden centers, feed stores, farm stores, to carry all these products. And we recommend that, you know, it's easy for you to just drive down to the corner and pick up the products and put them out. For example, right now is the ideal time to put out the a major fertilization. So you go down to the store and buy whatever organic fertilizers are available, whether it's dry molasses or a blend like Nature's Guide or Texas Tea or something like that, or wherever you are, there may be some others as well. Just try to buy something that's a legitimate, pure organic fertilizer, and put fertilizer out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Now, those of you who've been using organic fertilizers for a while, you can cut the rate down to as much as half, or do somewhere between 10 and 15 pounds per 1,000 square feet. But if you haven't fertilized at all year long, I recommend, if the budget allows, the full 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And I'll talk more about that when I come back. Howard Garrett.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Let's talk about water. My favorite water is a water I recommend you try also. It's called Crazy Water, and the reason is it's not processed by reverse osmosis like many water companies are. It has naturally occurring minerals, and it's good for you and tastes great. The main thing I want to tell you about today is an event that's coming up. On October 12th and 13th, it's the Crazy Water Festival, celebrating 131 years. Friday, October the 12th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., enjoy live music by Ruby Jane and Hartley Corsi. Saturday, October the 13th, festivities begin at 8 a.m. with the Crazy 5K Run and continues all day with crazy activities like street art, children's area, car show, and craft and food vendors. Taste Roar Brewery's Crazy Water beer exclusively at the Crazy Water Fest. Live music all day. Lots of good stuff. Visit drinkcrazywater.com for more information.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building amendments longer than anyone in the organic business. All Medina products work by stimulating soil biology and to help plants indirectly. Whether you're growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're spending dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products feed the soil. Some feed the plants directly, but all of them feed the plants indirectly, and some of the Medina products are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website is medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina labels at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products. The Medina products are always available from naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just looking at some of my photographs from the fair yesterday, and I'm sending some of them over to Doreen, and maybe we can get some of those shots up on dirtdoctor.com for you. The Marines, the Chinese Lantern Festival, and some of the birds. We were sitting pretty close to the big eagle owl as he came in to do his little performance. It was, again, if you didn't hear me talking about it, if you go out to the State Fair of Texas, go to the bird show, the birds of the world, and also the Marines, and also the new event called Chinese Lantern Festival, and try to plan your schedule so that you can be there about dusk for it. I would recommend see it at night. You can go to their website, State Fair of Texas. I don't know what exactly it is. Probably State TexasStateFair.org or something along those lines, and see some photographs of it there, and you'll see what I mean. We were talking about the soap nut, and I think Ron may be calling back in. In fact, he just did. Let's see if he's there in Toller, Texas, which is the home of
beautiful Toller, Texas.
That's the home of one of the prettiest little nine-hole golf courses I've ever played.
Well, yeah, the Leonards did build a nice little golf course back in the woods there.
Yeah, it's terrific. When I played, it was some years ago, there was a pet deer that would climb up in your golf cart with you to try to get peanuts and things.
Dangerous little animals.
What do you know about soap nuts? I know a little bit about some part of it, but it has become a commercial product, I guess, the last few years, more so than it used to be. What do you know about it?
Well, its names are Aretha, and Aretha, and then it's got several Indian names for it. And I started using them about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Howard, and I thought, yeah, this is, you know, a pile of manure here. And I'm willing to send you some so you can report to your people how good or how bad they are.
Well, that'd be fine. Somebody has already sent me some, and they're in the pile of all the other many things that I haven't gotten around to trying yet. I've got some experience with the material as far as being an insect control, but are you talking about it from a human use standpoint?
Well both is. Now I've used it, for washing, and it is one of the best surfactants I've ever seen.
Well, what was sent to me looks like it's a bag full of China berry fruit.
You have the right. I think you have the right product. The actual seed, Howard, is about a 50 caliber round black ball.
Okay. All right.
And it is harder than, of course, I imagine would have to be hard, surrounded by a surfactant. And the tree grows, they say, and survive down to down to 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. All right.
And so I'm going to try. I've got a couple of the seeds out of the bag, so I'll try to grow those. But I really do suggest you use them. And I was wondering if you'd use them for as a surfactant rather than your soaps and, some of the plant products.
For
the
spray.
And such.
For the sprays.
Correct.
Yeah, it might be really good. I'll tell you a little story related to this from my personal, one of my personal reports. I've got a friend that had a ranch up in Oklahoma, just over the Texas-Oklahoma border. He had a good-sized ranch there, and he and I had become friends. We were talking about grass-fed things and why he had gotten into it and all that kind of thing. Walt Davis, you probably heard Walt on the show. He's written a couple of really good books and good buddy of mine. But he called one day, and he said, Howard, I got the strangest thing I wanted to tell you about. He said, we've got a chineberry tree on the ranch, and it was during the summer, and it was during a period of time where I'd been getting a lot of calls about grasshopper problems. And he called me and he said, I've got 10 million dead grasshoppers around my chineberry tree. And he said, I can only assume that they've eaten some of the fruit or the foliage, and that's what did it. Well, the chineberry tree is kin to the neem tree. They're pretty closely kin. And so that was the first time I'd ever heard anything about the possibility here at all. And so we thought we would just give it a try. And I had several people do a little research on it. They used the ground up fruit and made a tea and sprayed for insect pests. And they used the foliage and did the same thing. And nobody ever had any really good luck. So what happened on his ranch was apparently at the perfect timing of the maturity of the fruit and or the foliage, it was probably the fruit, to turn it into something that had insecticidal properties. And we've never been able to duplicate that, but I guess these soap nuts are somewhere along the same line.
Yeah, it's a Sapindus muscarore.
Yeah, which is our soapberry more so than the chineberry. But the chineberry on his ranch killed a whole bunch of tough-to-control insects. I'm a little curious about how something that can kill insects that well is taken internally. Neem is kind of in that same category, though. How do you use it internally?
No, I don't use it internally.
Okay, you just use it for soap, okay?
I use it for soap and for cleaning, just great surfactant.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. Send me whatever you can, and I'll look into it, and maybe other people can give us some more history on it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call. And we'll take a little break here and then get back to your phone calls at 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com.